Everybody, come on in. Time for church to start. It's good to have you tonight, live streamers, wherever you're watching from, Facebook, YouTube. It's good to have you with us. So let's all grab a seat. Come on in. And it's a wonderful midweek. I know it's rainy, but it's okay. We're here in church. That's a good thing, right? Amen. All right, a couple of announcements real quick. Don't forget, this Sunday is obviously Palm Sunday. Triumphal Entry Sunday, so we're excited about our time for church this Sunday. But also next week, we have on the 18th, we have Good Friday, and we have a Good Friday time together. Starting at 7 o'clock, we have a little bit of a production. There's going to be a little bit of a message, a little bit of worship, communion, time of reflection. So I encourage you to be here on Good Friday at 7 o'clock. In the past 3 years, we've done stations, and the church was kind of open for 3 hours. You could come when you wanted. Different this year, actually a start time. So it's at 7 o'clock on Good Friday. So I encourage you to be here. Then certainly then Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday on the 20th. And that's a wonderful time to invite people to come to church with you that don't go to church somewhere else, right? So you know somebody doesn't go to church, invite them to church that day. Certainly they're going to hear the gospel message that day. And we believe it's going to be a wonderful day, not just celebrating the risen Savior, but lives being changed on that Sunday. So all that's happening over the next couple weeks. I'm excited about it. I hope you are too. Now, we're going to get into our worship, but let me open with a psalm tonight. You don't have to open it up, Kelly. I'm just going to read it here. Psalm 96 says this: Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all of the earth. Sing to the Lord all and bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of all the people are worthless idols, but the Lord, he made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in splendor of his holiness, that the earth would tremble before him. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He judges the peoples with equity. So let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees before sing for joy before the Lord. For he comes, and he comes to judge the earth. And he will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. The psalm encourages us to sing joyfully, to worship him, and that's what we're about to do. Let's open our heart joyfully. Let's worship and sing to Jesus together.
Amen. And just like that said, sing to him a new song. We have a new song tonight. Amen. So if you can, stand to your feet. And just real quick, have you ever like had a plumbing problem or something and you're talking to a friend and they say, oh, I know a guy. I've got a guy for you. This is that song. If you have any problem, I know a guy. I have a name for you. And his name is Jesus. Amen. So join us with this song tonight.
Empty out a grave. I know a name. has crushed the soul. deserve is not what I find. What more could I say about him? My God is love. What more could I say about him? My God is love. What more could I say about him? My God is love. God is able.
For the Lord our God is able.
have something that we're believing for, amen. That there's something that we're striving for, that there's something that we're praying for, that we're believing for a miracle in our life, that we're believing for a breakthrough in our neighbor's life. And I just want to repeat this and declare to whatever you're believing for that the Lord our God, He is indeed able. He doesn't know how to fail. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, which means He's our Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. So we're going to sing this chorus again, and just when we get to the part, for the Lord our God is able, I want you to declare that over whatever you're believing for right now. Whatever you're believing for, our God is indeed able. Like I said when we started tonight, I know a guy. I know a guy, and He knows how to do exactly what you need done. He knows how to unlock the key that you have been waiting to have unlocked for far too long. He knows how to help you say no to whatever your addictions are right now. He knows how to get you out of that prison cell. So let's just believe that He is able together.
Lifted up, defeated the grave, raised to life, our God is able. In His name we overcome, for the Lord our God is able.
Lord, we believe that You are able. We don't care what our circumstances look like, Jesus. We know that You can overcome the world. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is able. He is just, and He is good, and He owns every key that you need. Amen. Amen. We'll go around and greet some of your family of faith and let them know that God is able. Hallelujah.